You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Jesse McNamara.
And I'm Alan Seals.
And I'm Liz Esty.
And welcome to Carried Away, a podcast where we explore the films and television shows and TV movies of starring the one and only James Eugene Carey. And today, rich people gonna rich people. I think that's the premise of this one. You've got a lot of really, really, like, effective TV stars here doing their best character actory performances.
Doing their best. And they're really doing their best.
This might be the best performed thing we've talked about yet, like, as far as the drama goes.
This is like a made-for-TV daytime, like, special that just went on twice as long as it should have.
That being said, I would describe this as if your mother watched This Is Us and Succession around the same time, but forgot which show is which and tried to describe the plot.
And you got episode like, over. That's all yeah, the time we've got.
That's the end. Cue the end song.
Nothing else you to say.
I mean, am I wrong, though?
No, you're right.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah.
In case you haven't picked up what we're throwing down in a very weird way, this week we are talking about Doing Time on Maple Drive.
He's a typical all-American boy.
I can't imagine a father being prouder of his son than I am of you.
But he's living with a secret.
You had an ongoing relationship. You were in love with this guy. Now don't lie.
Because the truth could tear his family apart.
You can't tell people I'm gay. My parents would die, Allison.
The Emmy-nominated Doing Time on Maple Drive Monday.
But Doing Time on Maple Drive was released on March 16th, 1992. It just had a birthday on Fox Television, written by James Duff and directed by Ken Olin. The plot is about a young college student. His family's golden child brings his fiance home to meet them. That's the short version that Liz provided, but I'm going to also take a look at the, like, the, that feels like the one that AI shortened, the one you put into, like, ChatGPT,
yeah.
Like, make this shorter. So the longer
make
one
this
is
funnier.
Yale scholar Matt Carter introduces his wealthy fiancée, Allison, to his family, and initially everything goes smoothly.
However, it isn't long before Allison learns that Matt has lied to her about his relatives to mask their failures and dysfunctions. His brother, Tim, flunked out of school and developed a drinking problem, and Matt struggles to keep his own secret from his less-than-tolerant parents.
And what is...
And also, his sister's there!
Yeah.
What is that secret, y'all?
He gay, but it's 1992, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, literally the end of the world.
Like, I guess in 92, right, we're coming out of I don't know the history of the AIDS crisis.
It's still going on.
The AIDS crisis
strong,
is still
right?
happening
yeah,
at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. I think, like, basically things are getting slightly better, but only slightly. Like, we're 2 years pre-Rent. Like, let's just frame it like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was trying to figure out if the movie all of a sudden was gonna send a message of bigotry or send a message of tolerance. And it could go either way when the big reveal was put out there.
Yeah. Honestly, the gay thing was handled a lot better than the abortion thing.
Oh, God.
The abortion thing just comes at you like you're like figure following on the track and then a tree branch hits you on the back of the head that you didn't expect.
It's like the person in front of you on the horse moved the branch out of the way when you weren't looking and then it smacks you in the face when you go by next.
Dr. Bridges' office wanted to confirm your appointment next week.
Okay.
Well, who's Dr. Bridges?
I don't know the name of the specialty. My last checkup, I had a low iron count.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Look, it's nothing. It's a dietary thing. It's nothing to get dramatic about.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nothing.
That's the point where it's like, it really gave me the Succession vibes, because you've got the sister character and her husband, and the husband really doesn't know how to handle these family dynamics.
I wonder if we shouldn't clear the air.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think that you can be a very selfish person, and I think you find it very hard to think about me.
What?
And I think you shouldn't have even married me, actually.
What the fuck?
And it really, really, I was actually shocked to learn that the director of this, Ken Olin, he would go on to help create This Is Us.
What?
Like, he is, yeah, he is one of the main producers on This Is Us.
Wow.
And directed many episodes. So when they say many times, like, repeated in this movie, "This Is Us," I'm like, makes sense. I wonder if that was an alternate title for this movie.
Well, or if he looks back and he's like, "Oh, This Is Us. We're doing time on Maple Drive in 2024. That's just a longer title that didn't work. So This Is Us, much better title. Good job, guys.
Yes, better than doing time on Maple Drive, which doesn't mean anything, really, aside from Jim Carrey. Okay. We need to talk about Jim Carrey.
Okay. Wait. Have you finished the synopsis yet?
Yeah,
that was it.
I mean, I guess
that
was
the whole synopsis.
That was it. All right. James Carey. James Eugene Carey.
Yeah, whoever this James Carey guy is, holy shit, is he bad at this movie.
Blackmail. 6 months ago, I noticed the day after the health inspector came, you borrowed $150 from petty cash, and you listed it as cleanup expenses. We can list it as that.
What's the point of this?
I'll tell you what the point is. I'm tired of pretending, you know, that you're the great dispenser of orders and values and goodness, and I'm some kind of criminal because I want a drink in the afternoon.
My God, I know this entire podcast is surrounding him, and I'm sure he gets better, but I'm seeing crutches that he's been leaning on in his previous serious work that he will go on to lean on in his future work, excluding Eternal Sunshine, which is a wholly different category. None of those crutches are there for that film. But I'm looking at this and looking at Truman Show and looking at Man on the Moon, and I just hear that, like, earnest sincerity, like, he turns on the serious voice, and it just becomes, like, very high-pitched. Like, what are you talking about? Come on! Like, that is his entire vibe throughout this movie. His drunk performance is no different than his sober performance.
Well, there wasn't a single rubber face.
We should also clarify. Jim Carrey is playing a guy who dropped out of school due to an unexplained accident reason that never gets mentioned. And he's now an alcoholic who works for his father's restaurant.
Yes. Yes.
And he feels cucked by his brother because he wasn't chosen to be the best man at the wedding.
Yeah.
And he has feelings about
that. Oh, that was a great view. You're not the best man. I mean,
you're only the best man by default. And if anybody knows anything about default, it's me. Right? Now, I'd like to propose a toast to the real best man in this little society. Here is a toast to my kid brother, Matt. The best man I know.
Jim Carrey's drunk.
By default.
Jim Carrey's drunk is lit. I thought drunk was at like 15. Thought drunk was at like 15. Like, you talk like this. Right. No, I have been drunk. It's not that.
You know who gives like the best drunk performance in a movie I've ever seen?
Liz is like, that one time I was drunk. That was
that
not
one time.
It's more than one time. I went to college.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, if anyone's listened to a musicals when she's live streamed, they know I've been drunk.
Yeah, no, I've edited Jess drunk and it made me feel sober. The best is going over a period of days because I'm day three of editing it. Jess is like plastered and I am sober as shit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just like, wow, I need to drink something.
Change your mind. And the feelings are in the juicy.
I'm still free.
Take a chance, on,
take a chance
me.
On me.
You can do your very
your
best.
Very best.
You put us to the test.
To the test.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance. They're a good time. But back to doing time on Maple Drive. I on my live streams, I do a better drunk performance than Jim Carrey in this movie. I thought he was going to be a more major player in the film, strangely. And then the movie kind of forgets he exists.
Well, the movie's just kind of like trying to wrap everything up at the end. And then it's got like this nice little cross arc of we thought we're going to hate the dad, but then we don't. And we like the mom at first. And then she turns out to be the bigot. And then like all the siblings are like, hey, we like dad now, I think. I don't know. Everything is...
Let's not pretend the dad wasn't emotionally and verbally abusive towards everyone except for, Phil? Or no. What's his name? Matt.
The main character.
That's the kid who turns out to be a homosexual.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. This is 1992. He can't say that.
What did he say at the end? He literally said homosexual. Well, I said it. That wasn't so bad. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
It didn't hurt him.
It
was... Everyone's trying their best. Everyone feels like they're putting their best foot forward. Jim Carrey looks like he took a three-day weekend to the Hamptons after filming in Living Color for 6 months.
Yeah, this is in stark, stark contrast to In Living Color. Like, he just he leaves all of the rubber face on set in the Living Color and wherever they filmed this.
But it's not... Jim Carrey doesn't always rely on rubber face to get something across. It's just... Whatever, he's back to Skip Tarkington, and I thought we left that behind.
Oh,
you know
Skip.
What I mean? But everyone else, like specifically, I really like William McNamara and James Sicking. They both did really good scenes.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm waiting for you to come home, I guess.
You don't have to do that.
Look, you have a son who almost kills himself and then write a book about what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to react. How about that?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's been hard on you. It's just your bad luck to be born into a family where people don't always know the right thing to do or say.
I got it.
And then you got Bebe Besh, who I know as Carol Marcus from Wrath of Khan, who also is... everyone's trying so hard. Lori Loughlin, College Scandal herself.
She did time.
She showed up. She certainly put her time card in and said all that. The framing of her on the box art, like, it makes it seem like her, Jim Carrey, and William McNamara are equal partners of this story, and they really are not.
It's not even the daughter, the actual daughter. They just put Lori Loughlin's face on the box. Jane Brooke, who plays Karen. She's the one who wants to get the random abortion.
It's not a random abortion. The husband wants, her husband wants kids, and her parents want her to have kids. Her argument is they're too poor to have kids.
Well, right.
And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And then she calls a doctor to do a checkup. And then the husband calls the doctor. It's like, why is my wife going to the doctor? And then violating HIPAA is like, hey, she scheduled an abortion.
Cool.
Yeah, well, so we'll see you on Monday.
Maybe she signed
somehow the third
thing.
Act of Cabaret entered.
We'll see you on Monday for your wife's abortion, and then they get into a fight about it.
And then Eddie Redmayne shows up, and it's just this great thing. Yeah,
Jim Carrey's the MC would actually be good.
Will that into existence.
I would like to see Jim Carrey perform Mr. Cellophane from Chicago. I'm trying to stretch out this episode because there's not a lot to talk about.
You said you had a lot to talk about.
You
were prepared.
You had a lot to say before you recorded.
Oh, well, I just talked about it. I thought it was okay. And there's this guy in there, and then there's James, excuse me.
Yeah,
James.
He's trying to be serious here.
And Lori.
A real career.
Lori Loughlin, who you know, a Full House scandal as of recent years. Well, she's not Full House scandal. She's scandaled after being in Full House about the whole college thing.
I mean, Full House's existence is generally a scandal.
She also did do the same thing she did in real life in Full House, but in a less criminal way.
Yes, she did.
Someone has to bring that up every time Lori Loughlin gets mentioned.
Yeah. She's damned her own accreditation forever. So
she also did this movie during like the peak of Full House.
Oh, this?
Oh,
you're right. Wait, when was
Full House? This is during Full House.
I think Full House ended in 95.
Yes,
so 95, like,
and this was 92.
87 to 95. Yep, 192 episodes.
It's weird that I could have I just pulled that out. that says more about me than I'd like it to.
Wow.
Let's talk about James Duff and why he cast Jim Carrey. So, Liz, I'm referring to your background information that you provided for us. Apparently, the network didn't want Jim Carrey because he wasn't the quote-unquote right guy because of his being a comedian. And Duff said, he was amazing in his audition. His claim to fame is his comedy genius. I'm not sure people know he's got these sort of dramatic chops. He did an amazing job. I don't know what audition tape they might have watched. It might have been the SNL tape we talked about last time with Bumblebee.
No, it was post. It was a post-nuclear Elvis.
Post-nuclear Elvis.
Yes, I know that.
And then William McNamara said, I wanted somebody who was both extraordinary and ordinary at the same time, who could play an ordinary extraordinary and look extraordinary and ordinary. He was a very hot commodity at the time. That feels like a sentence that Ariana Grande would say. I would like to see that written down.
Jesse, you put the ordinary in extraordinary.
Thank you. I take that. I like my everyman charms. I'm going to choose to make that a compliment.
And I'm here too.
So you found some stuff about what Duff said and why he made this movie, Liz. What about
that? I did. James Duff, with this movie, is openly gay. He was openly gay in 92. And he said, quote, it was a very personal story, and I was trying very hard to make it a universal story, not just about the nature of coming out. It's about denial in our culture and how denial keeps us from dealing with human truths with our humanity. Everyone on Maple Drive is dealing with denial in some way. He later then said about the, at the time, there's few gay characters on TV. Said few and far between on television, and mostly had to do with tragedy that we skirted in Maple Drive. We ended up in some place very good. Well, no one died.
They didn't skirt it. There's a suicide attempt.
There is
generally a
suicide attempt he wrote into his own script.
Yeah, and they're like, they just kind of brush over that, like, gotcha. And he goes, you got me. I guess I'm gay.
So I looked up James Duff. He's written for Star Trek Picard.
He's written for almost a lot of Star Trek.
He's written a lot of Star Trek. He's very prolific. Also, the actor who played Matt, we could have a podcast about his filmography. It's so long.
I mean, if you just keep on working.
He worked. He worked hard. He's done a lot of stuff.
William McNamara, Chasers, Copycat, Doing Time, Day of the Mummy, Mojave Diamonds, Wildflower, Natural Emerald. Wow, this guy, it just keeps on going.
Yeah, it goes.
it's good for you to have a personal story and all that kind of jazz. And it's hard for me to recontextualize this in 1992 times to be like, oh, that must be really effective and all that. I can't. I don't live in those times. I live in 2024 times with my own point of view. And my point of view is this is leaning on a lot of cliches, a lot of very specific kind of emotional framings and things I don't particularly find that engaging. And we pussyfoot around for the first 35 minutes in a way that feels like we're building up to something a little bit more meaty, but really it turns out that there's bone underneath there and you don't really want to eat that. And then right when you think you get to the meat and to the drama, the film stops. It doesn't end. It just decides, bye.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're good. I said it. I said that word. Credits.
The fact of the matter is his dad loves him, but what about the fact that the other shit we've got going on? Jim Carrey was literally told to his face, like, I look at you and the only thing I feel is joy that I have another son. Something a man says to his son, and that never gets resolved.
The abortion conflict, that never gets
resolved.
Yeah,
we don't know if that has happened.
That one, I would say, gets slightly more resolved.
Maybe the whole, like, I tried to kill myself.
That barely gets resolved.
That's not even, yeah.
It's more like an empty promise that he won't do it again.
Scout's honor.
Like, this both has the emotional potency for something bigger than this, but it just feels like it doesn't meet up to the emotional ambition it has.
It does not meet up.
It just falls short.
It is definitely not a meet up. That's true.
No, it does not reach up to the emotional ambitions it's going for.
In 92, I mean, yeah, okay. I agree with you. B, 92, I think the style of films back then was more, don't roll your head at me, McAnally. Was a little bit slower, a little bit more.
It's 85 minutes.
Yeah, it's long.
That's true.
And okay. It's also very, like, movie of the week.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It was like a made-for-TV movie.
It was literally a movie of the week, I'm pretty sure, but, like.
You know what else was a movie of the week? Duel!
Yeah.
Wait, Dune? Dune was a movie of the week?
There is so many great movie of the weeks. Like, honestly, Mike Hammer has a little bit more of an impressive movie of the week vibe to it. And I know this isn't the most marketable thing in the world, especially in 1992. I'm going to give it that much context. But truly, I am just, I feel like it's just melodrama. And that is stuff that these writers would use very well later on. This feels like a glorified soap opera. And then the director would go on to be a part of the American soap opera that I believe took over generations of soap operas, and that is This Is Us. And the other person would go on to make serialized Star Trek television, where you can get your point across in a way that is also financially, vibrantly, and monetarily offered to let you get these points across. I think they would both go on to do work much more impressive than this, and Lori Loughlin would go on to steal and be a terrible person. And Jim Carrey, anti-vaxxer. Everyone turned out great.
Yay!
Good game.
Oh! Ow! What the hell's the matter with you?
What do you want? I couldn't get it. I would never have made that shot. What the hell are you hitting me for?
I'm not hitting you because you missed the shot. I am hitting you because you didn't try. Good game, Karen. Good game. Good game, Matt. Gotta let them win every now and then or they get discouraged.
Jim, you all right?
I'm not playing anymore. This is it. Just don't ask
me. Hey, look.
Hey, leave me alone, all right?
All I did is ask you, Tim.
I said leave me alone, okay? Leave me alone!
Okay, fine.
That's what this movie did to everybody. It's because of...
Yeah, this movie did that.
This movie, that everyone turned out like that.
Yes.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes. Do we want to go to our critical corner and compare our thoughts to the real critics, Liz? I'm 100% most of these Letterboxd are just Jim Carrey fans. Like, I heard Jim Carrey's in this. Let me take a look. Oh, he's barely in it. Oh.
Like us. There's like two of those, but most of them wasn't that. People watch this out of genuine curiosity, including one Jesse McAnally.
I did this!
Exactly. Let's see. You watched this 4 years ago.
That tracks.
And you gave it 1.5.
That was too nice.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Jess didn't write anything, so I couldn't even like sneak that in there to trick him. So.
No.
I disagree with that schmuck. If I ever meet him, I'm going to punch him in the
face. I'll fight him.
But yeah, so this is the Letterboxd game where I find real Letterboxd reviews of movies that we watched featuring James Carey, and they're 1 or 5, and Jess and Alan have to guess with very little context if it's positive or negative.
Yay.
You ready?
All right. Are you ready, Alan?
I was born ready.
Are you ready, Jess?
I was porn ready.
Okay, hey, Alan, you're going to go first.
Why don't we pick a character to answer these questions as? I'll be Nick Cage.
Okay.
No, I thought you were going to do a character for, like, the movie.
Well, that's just boring and we'll all go to sleep.
Okay. God, do I have any impressions I can pull?
Paul Giamatti.
I'll be huge, Jeff. Oh, I guess I could.
Sorry.
Alan, you don't know this.
Sorry,
but
I had to bring it up.
In the last episode of Musicals with Cheese, I went for 15 minutes pretending to be Paul Giamatti at the rap party for Rock of Ages, and the bit just kept going.
Caesar and I had a full improvised conversation with fake Paul Giamatti.
That sounds amazing.
All right, what are we
doing? All right, come on, Paul.
Oh, God, Paul's back.
Bring it.
No. I'm gonna do my own Nicolas Cage. What is that, a shark?
You're doing Nick Cage from Pink Cadillac?
No, that's Nicolas Cage from... what is that? The Wicker Man. You're not going to give back your fucking bees! You're not going to bring back your honey!
That's a bad idea.
Okay, if you guys both can do Nicolas Cage impressions, I'm boycotting this game.
We got dueling Nicolas Cages.
Okay, let's do it. Extending over here.
Okay, you can do Nicolas Cage impressions, fine. Anyway,
okay.
Alan.
Okay. Yes, I am.
For some reason, T and me watched this a lot without a hint of irony.
Gosh, that's hard. Oh, man. I'm going to say...
No, I meant like half Hulk Hogan. Nick Cage meets Hulk Hogan. I'm going to go with a 1.
5.
That's what I meant. 5. 1 is
no,
5.
You said
it's
one.
Opposite
it's
day.
Late.
It's opposite day.
It is April Fool's on when we're recording this, but no. All right, Jez.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion and gay plot, 8 for the 90s.
5.
1.
Shit.
This is a tough
sorry.
One.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. All right.
Alan.
Yes.
Dong time on Maple Drive.
Say that again.
Dong time on Maple Drive.
Dong time. Dong
time.
Dong time. Oh, I get it.
Not doing
5.
Time. Dong time.
Dong time. 5. 5.
Because penis. 5.
Because dick?
Because it's a gay joke. 5.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I think it's either a gay joke or someone just forgot the I.
Dong time.
No, I think dick.
Yeah, probably. Jez.
Mm-hmm.
Tim is bae.
Muppet of you.
Kissy emoji. Kissy emoji. Kissy emoji. Kissy emoji. And I wouldn't fix him. There's nothing wrong with him. Shrug emoji.
He's an alcoholic.
Yes, exactly.
They liked it too much for it to be anything but a 5.
Alan.
Yes.
I literally have no idea why I've seen this film.
I feel similarly.
Same.
Like, that seems like an obvious one. I'm just going to go with 1.
You're right.
Yes. All right.
Jess.
We're tied now.
God, Jim was sad, and I was not happy watching him be sad.
Can I have a repeat of that one?
Yeah. God, Jim was sad, and I was not happy watching him be sad.
I was happy watching
him. I was not happy. Yes, that is correct.
Hey, I heard it wrong, and I still got it right.
All right, Alan.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey is there.
Five.
One.
You can't prove that.
No.
Jim Carrey.
All right, Jess,
is there
you could win this.
On Maple Drive.
Jess, you could win this.
I'm ready.
Old gay movies go so hard.
If there's one thing I know about gays, they love going hard. That's a five.
That's correct. Jess wins.
No!
I'm better than you.
Oh. Yeah. That's not fair.
That's the letterbox game. Alan likes to win them, and now he's sad.
I'm so sad.
I'm going to go have sex with Cher.
I'm going to go to my island in the Bahamas.
I'm moonstruck. Peggy Sue got married.
That's what I meant,
her.
to Nick Cage,
yeah,
leave now.
Nick Cage should have.
I want Nick Cage on this podcast. I want to Oprah this into existence. Nick Cage, we need you as a guest on this podcast.
Come on, Man on the Moon, and tell us what you would have done as Andy Cohen.
Yeah, tell us. The entire right. podcast will just be him talking about his process, but yeah.
I was also going to do just what Jim had done and become Andy Kaufman.
It's like that, you know, like Rattler Media did the Star Wars Holiday Special, but they had a video not about it at all, and then one video actually about the special. We'll have two Man on the Moon podcasts, one where Nick Cage talks about his process for an hour, and then one where we actually talk about the movie.
I'm Nick Cage.
I'm Nick Cage.
No, I'm just an actor, guys. It's not like it's real life. I put my pants on the same way as you guys do.
On my head.
All right, what's our overall thoughts? And is it an alrighty then or a no spank you? Alan,
no,
you're
spank
first.
You. No spank you. I'm it.
Really?
I'm
okay.
It. Nope. I'm no spank youing it. End of story, period. Moving on.
Okay.
All right, Liz.
I want to give it a very light alrighty then.
What?
I know, it's very, like, movie of the week, and the plot isn't great, and acting is a mixed bag, but for what it was in 1992, when I looked it up, it was reported that the top death among gay men was AIDS. Having this was kind of important, and it within the context of itself, I don't hate what this is. You know, it's fine. I'm not gonna watch it again. It doesn't blow me away. But for what it is, it's fine.
Okay.
So
I am in the same boat as Liz. Literally one scene alone made me from a pretty solid no spank you to a very light alrighty then. And it's a scene where the main character comes out to his friend, because I didn't know how that scene was gonna end. And it actually became like one of those fairly sweet kind of coming out scenes, like one that didn't feel overblown or anything like it. It felt like actual human beings for a brief moment.
Why, man? I mean, what happened? She seemed like she was really... We're friends no matter what, right? I can't even believe you would ask me this, man. Of course we're friends. What the hell is going on? Allison doesn't want to marry me because I'm gay. Really? Yeah, really. I mean, hey, you know, you can't really blame her for not wanting to marry you. I mean, there's a lot of things you can overlook in a relationship, but I don't think this is one of them.
They do kind of ruin it a bit with, like, a little bit of a slightly cliche joke at the end where
don't
it's like,
me.
I'm going to sing Broadway show. Well, no,
oh, the
don't
musical
hug
theater
me was-
reference, yeah.
Yeah.
The don't hug me was fine, where he's like, no, I'm not like gonna marry. He's like, no, my ribs.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, that's actually, like, there's so many little moments in there where it's obvious, like, no, this is gonna be, they're fine. And there was no slurs. There was none of those things that a lot of other quote-unquote progressive media at the time felt that they needed to include. And it obviously came from that point of view. And as far as that narrative goes, I thought it was done well. The Jim Carrey stuff, the sister stuff, horrendous. But that really worked out because that came from a true place, and I cannot rate that as something without value.
So the two of you spend this entire episode telling me nothing good about this and then give it a very light already then. I don't even know who to trust anymore. I can't
trust.
Well,
even if it's not that good, it feels like a man who struggled with his family is accepting his own sexuality, writing down his struggle to try to cope with it. And it felt genuine in that way. So I can't knock
it. So, yes, and I also grade on a curve with this. I don't grade these among all the films in the world. I grade these among the other films we watch on this show and nothing else.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me to define a standard when we first started here.
That's how I do it. You define your own standard.
I just define the standard on, like, the context it was made and, like, was it better than, like, the last few things we watched? Like, yes, it was better than High Strung in a way. So
Fine. Then I stand by my no spank you.
You can. We're not saying you can't. Yeah, so that's the show, guys. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. We're on iTunes and Spotify at Carried Away. We're on Twitter at Carried Away. Our title card is created by Grace Aki. Go follow them on Instagram at It's Grace Aki. The show is produced and edited by Elizabeth Esten. Thank you very much. Our theme song is I Choose You by the band Thanks. Thank you to Broadway Podcast for having us on the platform. Thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network for having us on the platform. And you know what? I'm sick of doing time on Maple Drive, Dad. What's wrong if I want to have a drink in the afternoon if you're going to borrow all the money from the thing, pay off your drug debts, Dad?
Dad.
I feel like I don't.
Nick Cage would have been better in this movie.
I don't pick up on the borrows as much as you guys, I think, because I've seen all of Degrassi, and whenever I hear borrow, it's just kind of normal.
All right. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye? Liz, just end the fucking recording.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.